Now, let's talk about partnership. Now, when you're dealing in an organization, you have the owner, you have the players. Okay, now there's interpersonal relations. How do you deal with those interpersonal relations? Like, probably, the question exactly who's in control, and somebody thinks you should do it one way, somebody thinks you should do it the other way. How does that work in?
Right. Well, I think the most important thing in all that is to clearly define what everybody's job and role is. That's number one, is whatever it is, this is what the expectations are. Not how to do it necessarily, but what you're responsible for and what the next person is responsible. So there's no misunderstanding about who's responsible for what, who works for who. What the chain of command is and so forth. And so then they're accountable for that, whatever that area is. And if there's a problem there, then it's not one of those where it's, try to avoid that at all costs.
So if
But in the relationships, I want to ask you about this because you had a quote, you put out your kind of daily quotes there the other day about relationships, about the importance of generosity. And if you don't have generosity and then reciprocal generosity, you'll never have the true depth of the relationship. I thought that was a brilliant quote, and that was, and I thought a lot about that, as I do a lot of your principles. And you just articulate it so well that if you really think about, I think about the strongest relationships and the generosity that comes with those. Really, it's generosity, it's trust, but it's generosity really is maybe a little above the trust factor. That defines the relationship. And I don't know, maybe you can talk about how that came to you, because I've never heard that before, but the more I thought about it, the more I embraced it.
Yeah, it's like be on the far side of fair. You can. What an investment it is in me taking care of your well-being, and then reciprocating it. And what happens is,
Yep.
Through all religions around the world, whether they call it karma, or whether they call it do unto others as you would have them do unto you. When you have that element of going beyond, it's joyous and it's practical. You were saying on the way out how somebody's doesn't make the cut. Treat them on the way out the way you treated them on the way in is what you're saying. And if you keep operating that way, you'll get more than you give. It's just a reality.
It's yeah. If and in that relationship, if you're generous outside and then they reciprocate that generosity, like that really defines the strength of the relationship, that you're really unselfishly trying to provide more for the other person and they're trying to provide more for you.
Well, you must know that. So I can turn to you because when the players know you care about them and that you're doing it that way, that they judge what you're like and you're going beyond, and it may be the holding them on the shoulder at that moment or whatever it is when, I'm sure that that's a powerful, practical influence in getting the more out of them, but also it's a joyous relationship. Right? Aren't the
Yes.
relationships important to you?
Oh, they're everything. Yeah, they're everything. And I can't even tell you how many players I text regularly that 10, 20, 30 years ago, played for me, coached with me. Those, they just, we've all moved on to different spots, and the relationship still goes back to, what we went through together. And that, I would say, the sacrifices I made for them, sacrifices they made for me, they're lifelong. They're lifelong.